You're listening to SBS News.
There was only one game on day 19 of the Women's World Cup, with England taking on Norway in Le Havre. The day began in fine fashion for the English, with midfielder Jill Scott scoring in just the third minute to give her side an early lead. The lead was then doubled courtesy of Ellen White at the latter end of the half, rounding out one of the Lionesses' best halves at the tournament. It's the first time Norway has conceded a goal in a first half at this Women's World Cup, and it was a sign of worse to come for the Norwegians. Lucy Bronze added another goal to England's scoreline in the 58th minute, all but ensuring the side is the first to go through to the semi-finals for the second tournament in a row. Player of the match Bronze says she was pleased she was able to help her side to a 3-0 win.
We practice our set pieces a lot. We grill the coaches a lot for them for the past 2 years, but obviously they're paying off now. We've seen the space was there, and then I just had to hit the ball right and it was going to go in the back of the net, and thankfully I did that.
Bronze's goal even impressed former England international player David Beckham and his daughter Harper, who were among the 21,000-plus strong crowd watching the game. Coach Phil Neville has been championing Bronze as a one-of-a-kind player.
She should win the Ballon d'Or, 100%. I've no doubt about that. She's the best player in the world, because what you saw tonight was a player that was playing at the top of a game. And that's her level of performance. You know, the bigger the stage, the bigger the performance.
England did have a sloppy patch in defence late in the second half, and Norway had a few chances to score, but the side wasn't able to convert anything from them. Norwegian coach Martin Hogren admits England was just too good for his side.
I still would like to state that we saw our players fight till the end, even though it looked hopeless. We kept running and we just fought on till the end. And so even if the game at the end, of course, was gone, we still fought, and that's a plus for us.
England now awaits tomorrow's quarterfinals match between host nation France and the US to know who will play in the semi-finals. That game is already being seen as the game of the tournament and necessary for the growth of women's football. It brings together two world-class sides, with the US the current world champion and host France also favoured to take out the tournament. Whoever wins this match is best placed to claim the 2019 trophy, and French coach Corinne Diacre knows it.
Écoutez, pour ma part, toujours le même état d'esprit.
My mindset hasn't changed. We've worked well. We've prepared this match just like any other, and I hope that we've prepared it as best as possible. And I'll only know that once I see the final score tomorrow.
US coach Jill Ellis agrees it will be an important match for women in the sport.
It's a big game. It's a global game. I've talked a lot over the past couple of weeks just where the game is. And I think this is a magnificent showcase piece for our sport. I've said it's the most popular sport in the world now, I believe, for women. I think this game makes it bigger. You know, I think the attention, the fanfare around it and behind it just draws more attention to it. And if we can, you know, garner more support, more sponsors, more fans, more little girls going out willing to kick a soccer ball from watching this tomorrow night, that's fantastic. That's a great fallout.
English coach Phil Neville says he's ready for either side.
You've got the best team in the world who won the last World Cup and the favourites for the World Cup. And you've got probably the second favourites in France who's got the support, the backing of the home nation. Both play probably slightly different types of football. One's real power-based, and France played a little bit of a different system, and they've got really good individuals and good organisation. But both teams hold no fear for my players.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.